Calling All Hallows. The Driftwood Players will return with another fun and spooky production for the Halloween Block Party on Saturday, October 28 in Gibson's. This year's show is a family-friendly musical romp and homage featuring some of our favorite characters from past years, explained director Joanne Bennison. Imagine Beetlejuice with a dash of Rocky Horror, a demonic game show host, the eternal dead Vanna, a cackling Joker in a box and a haunting musical lament from a ghost killed in a tragic roller coaster accident. We've also resurrected one of our all-time favorites with Thriller and a rousing Time Warp grand finale. Shows are free and run at 5 p.m., 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday, October 28 in front of the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives in Gibson's. Other block party highlights will include Sea Shelt Storytelling by Candace Campo, an immersive installation by Mika J, and Portals of the Mind by Deer Crossing the Art Farm. The museum itself will feature regular tours inspired by an original story, The Flume of Doom. Full event listings are available at sunshinecoastmuseum.ca. Writers Take the Cake. The Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society will celebrate its second birthday with cake at Mission House, Davis Bay on October 29, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. The organization plans to launch its quarterly literary magazine, Not an Island, for the first time as a bound copy. The publication is also available online via Amazon. A newly released 2024 calendar will also be launched, featuring local authors Marion Crook, Jan DeGrasse, Caitlin Hicks, Heather Kahn, Elizabeth Rains, Atma Franz, George Connell, Claire Finlayson, Danda Humphreys, Annie Fraser-Henry, and many others, plus a stunning cover by Kasia Krylikowska. In November, the Society will host NaNoWriMo, a worldwide challenge to write a novel in 1 month. All are welcome to participate. Meeting locations for group writing exercises are listed on the Society's website at squess.ca. Interested novelists can sign up for NaNoWriMo by emailing sunshinecoastwritersandeditors@gmail.com. Souls on the March. On October 31, from 3:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., Celtic and Latin culture will collide in a fantastical parade and stage show of costumes, live music, shadow puppets, and fire dancing. This colorful finale of the Seashelt Arts Festival will honor the annual life and death cycle of the fall harvest on October 31 in a unique new way. Rendezvous on Halloween night at the Seaside Center for Katrina, face painting from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Then at dusk, 6 p.m., the Samhain, Dia de los Muertos inspired street parade of larger-than-life, Katrinas, and the public, anyone can join in, costumed or not, will proceed to Hackett Park, serenaded by Caravan Paradiso, for a folkloric play by Shadow Circus Puppet Theater, music by the fantastic Susanna Williams, Thriller, Community Dancers, and the Cool Heat Fire Dancers. A full listing of Seashelt Arts Festival events is available online at seashaltartsfestival.com. Unpacking the Nutcracker. The Heritage Playhouse in Gibson's will present an enrichment lecture on November 14 by a member of the Coast Reporter's art staff. The entertaining talk will explore the riddles behind the melodies of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky's final ballet, The Nutcracker. The presentation, suitable for all ages, will weave humor, characters, images and music into a high-spirited account of the life of death of Russia's most famous composer, and the holiday masterpiece that took on a life of its own. All proceeds will benefit technical upgrades for the Heritage Playhouse. Tickets are available online via heritageplayhouse.ca.